proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Well, hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have a new series, and I'm telling you, it is an exciting one. It's called The Believer's Authority. Now, this is talking about the authority that Jesus had passed on to us when he went on to be with the Father. He said, "All authority is given to me in heaven and earth. Now you go in my name, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead." I mean, all these things. Now, all this authority that God has given us. Now, here's the thing, key thing about the authority that he's given us, that we only can have authority if we're under authority. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying that when God calls us to stay under his word, that's our protection. And that guarantees us that when we exercise that authority, things will happen for us. Get your Bibles and pens and papers ready. Get ready for the believer's authority. Let's go into it. For you to have authority, you're going to have to be submitted to authority. And I'm seeing here that, you know, one, as you move higher in things of God, more powerful and more money or whatever have you, the more submission you're going to have. Because if you don't, you can get yourself hurt up there. See? And as you, if Jesus sends you somewhere, he's the highest ranking authority in heaven and in earth. I mean, the Father has given it over to him. Now, he said, "Take my name and you go. And tell them to do it in my name." Man, let me tell you. Now, the way that works is you have to have faith in his name. You got to carry his name more than in your head. You got to carry it in your heart. Is it making sense to you? I got to stay under authority. And that's a place where we have to learn, because we come out of a rebellious world. He wants you to come in and understand his plan and operate according to his authority. Now, this is very, very key. I learned it in military. You know, I had to learn that, you know, when the man say get up at 5, oh, come on, is this the right bunch I'm talking to? And see, in the kingdom is not a democracy. It's a theocracy. It's one God. He rules everything. Now, he laid everything out. I see all of that is teaching us understanding authority. But if I'm an ambassador and I'm sent from the United States to another nation, I'm limited as to what I can say. Because what I can say must be limited to what my government told me to say. And if I say something that is out of line with my government, then I'm not under authority. Jesus said, "I only do what I see my Father do." He understood authority. So think about it like this now. God tells you what to do. But go further. He tells you what to say. Because nowhere in there does he tell us to say, "I'm sick."
That is out from under authority. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, let's look at this. This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal it. If the Bible says, and this is supreme authority, if he says you are forgiven, and he says that he's forgot it, why are you going to bring it up? And do you know one of the number one reasons why people cannot get healed is because they're not sure that God doesn't have a hand in making that happen. Now, you got to hear what I'm saying. God told me that. He said that's one of the biggest blocks to people's healings is condemnation. They still feel that is something that God is having a hand in punishing them. Not sure. But it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you just have to read this. He said, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy. Jesus didn't ask nothing about it. He said, I'll come and heal him. And then he said this, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, if I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed when? That self-same hour. So it's just very interesting here. He said, wait a minute, I'll come and heal him. He said, you don't have to come to the house. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Now you see what God is doing by the Holy Ghost. He's painting a picture of the kingdom. He's giving you a natural picture that here's a centurion, he's a captain in the Roman army, and he's got soldiers under him. And he said to one, go, and he goes, another, come, and he cometh, do this, and he do this. In other words, they do exactly what they're told under that government. Now, he is saying, oh, over here in the spirit, you got to do the same thing. See, because you're more than flesh. You got to understand that, wait a minute, you got to stay on authority. And then, and Jesus said, he marveled and said, hey, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And this man wasn't even in the synagogue, but he understood authority, which brought him into operating by faith. Glory to God. In the things that Jesus had. Now, let's go to another place. Let's go to Matthew chapter 21, please. Matthew chapter 21. All right, Matthew chapter 21, now they're busy trying to catch Jesus at his words and all kinds of things here, trying to stop him. Look at verse 23. And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said to him, well, I'm going to ask you one thing. Which if you tell me, then I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John. Whence was it? From heaven? Or was it from men? Oh, that's a loaded question right there. And they reason among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he'll say, then why didn't you believe him? Watch this. But if we say of men, then the fear of the people, for all behold, John is a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said to them, well, neither will I tell you what authority I do these things. Now, notice what he was operating under. He was operating under a higher authority than man's authority. A whole different realm of authority. Are you following what I'm saying? And they saw that. They said, now where'd you get this authority from? And you have people in the church, when they come into church, one of the things we have to teach people is order. You know, we have to teach them that there is something called a benediction. And the benediction in Numbers chapter 6 is for blessing the people before they depart. My point to you is, because many times people are not submitted to that authority, they don't really get the full revelation of many times what the pastor is saying. Because they haven't looked at him as a spiritual authority that God has put there to feed them in a way that they can go out and be strengthened in whatever they're going to do. They haven't seen that. They've seen him as just another man. Oh, you know, Bill Winston, and so forth. He just come in. He's not that. He's a man under authority. And this centurion recognized it and gave this man that honor. He was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. But he recognized authority. And he knew if that man was an authority under God, that centurion knew that he could get some benefit. He could get a blessing. He could get something from this man. Now, I'm only saying that because sometimes what people try to do is use God's word, but they're not submitted to God. Now, are you following what I'm saying? All right, let's go to James, please. And James, this is going to be a good one. See, because if you're going to tell the devil what to do, you're going to have to be doing what you're supposed to do. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Look what it says here, and this is James chapter 4. Have you got it? Verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Watch this. Resist the devil, come on, and he will flee from you. Now, I've heard people quote the second part of that, but very few quote the first part first. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, you resist him by first submitting yourself to God's word. Say amen to this. And what we got to do is we got to, wait a minute. There's an order of God here. I got to get myself in order. So, what is this world trying to do? It's trying to get you out of order. Trying to get you so that you will not respect authority. Let me show you a scripture. Turn to Amos. Look at Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants, who? The prophets. So the first ones that are going to get the information concerning the move of God is going to be the prophets. The prophets. Now, this part of my job is to get from God what direction we're going in. Now, if that be the case, you need to come here to hear where we're going. Think about it. Think about it. You ain't coming just to get another sermon. Well, praise the Lord. You got to get some information as to which way you're supposed to go from here. Folks, there's a level that the church should be at now that we've not been there. We're still on the defensive. We ain't on the defensive anymore. We need to take the offensive. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Well, how then shall they call on him who they've not believed? And how shall they believe on him who they've not what? Heard. And how shall they hear? How? Without a preacher. And how shall he preach? What? Except he be sent. Okay? He's got to be under authority. But how will they hear without a preacher? How will they hear without a preacher? That tells me that your preacher is valuable.
Amen.
Come on. He is absolutely valuable because you got to hear something. I'm saying there's a spirit out there of perversion, of trying to pervert the order of God. All right, let me see where else I was going here. Let's go over to two places. Sheeshatarabahasa. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. See, I figure this, folks. We don't have to do much. Just speak the word only. Because, see, I feel this is where Adam was in the beginning. Adam didn't have, he didn't have any toil. I believe he was acting just like the Father. He was busy speaking the stuff. And he was releasing such power. Are y'all with me? All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 26, please. Matthew chapter 26, verse 52 and 53. Then Jesus said unto him, pick up again thy sword into his place. Put up again thy sword into his place. This is one of Jesus' folks. They cut off the man's ear. For all they that take up the sword shall perish with the sword. Now, you're not talking about going to battle or going to war or being defending your family or something like that. You're not talking about that. Verse 53, thinkest thou that I cannot now what? Pray to my who? Father. And he shall presently give me more than what? 12 legions of who? Man, that's authority. And all those angels are under him. And they do what he says. He said, man, I can call angels down here and tear the place up. So I want to get just an idea of authority right in the house of God. Because when you under authority, you have authority. And authority also is God's plan to protect his people. Write that down. Authority is God's plan to protect his people. All right, look what it says here. Verse 17, are you ready? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have what? The rule over you, and what? Submit yourselves. For they watch for your what? So, you know I'm up each morning praying? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And I know some of those prayers are for some folks sitting right up in here right now. I'm praying in the Spirit now, because he said, if you don't know who to pray for, what to pray for, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Because when you do, your spirit is praying. Now, I got to get up. I remember one time I was in Minnesota. God said, get up, William. I want you to pray. I looked at the watch, about 2:45. I said, Lord, he said, now, I don't say that when you ask me something. I said, all right, pray thy Lord. I got right up. Kind of interesting.
He can't do it without somebody. He has delegated the authority of the earth to you. Now, whatever you allow to go on in it, he'll allow. But whatever you forbid, he'll forbid. Well, praise the Lord. I trusted you enjoyed that. Now, it's called the Believer's Authority. Now, here's a point I want you to remember. That God has done all he's going to do about the devil in your situation. Don't ever forget that. Now it's up to you to exercise the authority that God has given you in these last days. It's your authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You speak to the mountain. You resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It's up to you now. See, Jesus won the victory years ago, 2,000 years ago. And now he's passed the authority on to you. Now, the enemy, of course, he knows he's defeated, but he's going to try it anyway. Praise the Lord. But what you do is speak to that mountain. Don't pray to God to move the mountain. That's not scripture. You speak to that mountain in Jesus' name, and that mountain will be removed. This is a powerful teaching. The address and phone number on your screen, I need you to order it right away. Not because I'm trying to sell CDs, but I'm trying to get authority into your hands. You see, there might be something happening in your house, in your job, in your community that you need to take authority over. You put up with it long enough, and it's the devil behind it. You need to get him out. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The authority that Adam once had over the entire earth was lost to the enemy. But Jesus took that authority from the enemy and gave it back to you. It's now up to you to use that power to express God's divine will over this earth.
You and I have something to say about what's going on in this world today. We're not just here on cruise control going through this earth until we die. We are here to establish a new kingdom called the Kingdom of God.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll discover that the same authority Jesus operated in on the earth, he has given to you through his name.
When you call his name, he's got supreme authority over everything. And whatever his name, whatever he did, his name is sent to do.
Order The Believer's Authority today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you must first be under authority before you can have authority, why authority is God's plan to protect his people, why you have authority over the entire earth, why you supply the words and God supplies the power, and much more.
You have a badge on. It can be seen in the spirit. You have a uniform on. It's called the full armor of God. You have been given authority in this earth to execute righteousness and judgment for everybody that's oppressed. You have been given that, and you can take it and exercise it anytime.
To order your copy of The Believer's Authority, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. As believers, we have been given authority over this entire earth. But before we can exercise that power, we must first be under the authority of the Word of God. Order this dynamic teaching, The Believer's Authority, today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
God has given you gifts in your own areas. You know, the reason why he gave you that area is because you're supposed to dominate.
Join us for the 2008 Chicago Faith Conference, September 7th through the 12th at Living Word Christian Center. Speakers include Kenneth Copeland.
Confess the sin of believing something other than God's word. Confess the sin of not having more faith in his blood, not having more faith in his name, and receive your forgiveness and receive your cleansing. And I mean, you come out of there with both of your faith barrels ablazing. Hallelujah.
Gloria Copeland.
Legs be healed in Jesus' name. Kidneys, you be healed in the name of Jesus. All parts of our bodies, all of our organs healed in Jesus' name.
Dr. Jesse Duplantis.
That's the problem with preachers. They think God is telling them to pay for it. That's why you can't get the plane you want. That's why you can't get the house you want. That's why you can't build the church you want. Because you think you're going to pay for it. He ain't asking you to pay for it. He's asking you to believe for it.
Bishop Tudor Bismarck.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I know I'm preaching right in somebody's house right now. You're so poor, you're so messed up, you're so hurt, you're so backward, you're so confused. Coming here, you're looking at your future, but you don't know how you're going to get there. The Lord sent me to tell you there's a breakthrough moment, that you're about to break every limit.
Dr. Creflo A. Dollar.
Whatever seeds you put in your ground, this is your ground. The kingdom of God is on the inside of a man. So whatever seeds you planted in your heart, that's what grows in your life. So if you're trying to get something to come up in your life, the only way you can get something to come in your life is you got to plant a word in your heart, and out of your heart flows the issues or the forces of life.
Dr. Fred K.C. Price.
God so loved the world that he gave. His love motivated him to give. So therefore, love is the greatest motive. I ought to speak with tongues. I ought to operate in the gifts of the Spirit out of a motivation of love, not to show you how spiritual I am, but out of a motive of love. But watch this. Love is the greatest motivator, but faith is the greatest activator.
And yours truly, Dr. Bill Winston.
Faith got to be fed. It's hungry, just like you have to be fed every day. Your faith got to be fed every day. Faith is not something that you get faith today and don't need nothing else tomorrow. No, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
That hearing is a continuum. It means that you're going to have to hear till you leave here.
Musical artists include Adlin Cruz, Jonathan Butler, Vicky Yohe, Donald Lawrence and Company, and Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago. The 2008 Chicago Faith Conference, September 7th through the 12th at Living Word Christian Center. We'll see you there.